Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Speaking of things that I was really excited about that ended up being a massive letdown, Saturday Night Live on Saturday.
Oh, there's a great lineup, was it? John Mulaney?
John Mulaney was hosting with musical guest Chappell Roan, right? Who is like the, other than like Taylor Swift, Chappell Roan is like the it pop star right now that's on the rise. I mean, she's kind of becoming the Lady Gaga of Gen Z. She's been a very polarizing personality to follow, but nonetheless, like her music is becoming such a big deal that her star is hot right now. Mm-hmm. So, and she also has like a, I mean, despite the fact that she has a polarizing personality, it's still one of those people that you're excited to see how they're going to play out on Saturday Night Live. Like typically it seems like sometimes the host will be a part of it, a part of the sketches and, you know, have some main roles. But a lot of times the musical guests will also do a couple of sketches. So on Saturday, Rebecca and I posted up in front of the TV to watch Saturday Night Live and see what Chappell Roan was going to do.
That was your first problem. You watched it live.
Oh, well, you know.
Yeah.
We were so, that's how you know we were excited about it, that we were at a party on Saturday, you know, hanging out with a bunch of girls, and we sat our butts down to see what Chappell was going to do.
When you watch Saturday Night Live live, it never lives up to the hype. Now, if you watch it the next day in those little bite-sized clips of all the funny stuff, because that's all I see, I was like, oh, they had a pretty solid show this past week.
I was having the same impression, because when I started checking on Sunday morning, there were clips all over the place. Yeah. And I'm like, oh,
Andy Samberg was on, and John Mulaney seemed like he did, and then there was it seemed like it was huge, but it never fails, Abby. I'm the same way. When I watch SNL like actually live, it never lives up to the
commercials. Kind of slow down the momentum, like when you can see just like a clip here and there on TikTok, it seems hysterical. But to our point is, we were really excited to see her be funny, because I feel like we've only seen negative press about Chappell recently, like when she yelled at some photographers and demanded an apology. Like, we were excited to see a more lighthearted version of herself, and she only did her performance, which I know is what she signed up to do, like as a musical guest, like that's really all you have to do. But I really wanted to see her in some sketches.
I think that makes some sense for at least what I know of her, and I have sort of attached myself to her struggle with this new public life, and she's been so vulnerable and so honest about being depressed at times and having anxiety, that it makes sense to me that she just goes in there, just does what she's good at, doesn't want to see the criticism of acting, and then takes off.
And then she's done. But she did give us a performance of a new song that she had been kind of teasing for a while, because she mentioned how she wanted to go down more of a country route for her next album, which she's also been teasing. And so her new track, The Giver, actually seems like it's a pretty good bop. Basically, the whole song is, if you're dating a country boy, don't date a country boy, date Chappell.
Okay.
And how she's more of a giver than her country boy is. All right, there's a sequel that people have been kind of hoping for like the last 30 years from Disney, that the director says is never going to happen. So I'm talking about Who Framed Roger Rabbit, which came in the 80s. It won like 4 Academy Awards. It's a Disney classic. But the director says that despite the fact that there's a really good script for a sequel that Disney has, has, they're probably not going to make it all because of one character. And of course, that character is the very controversial Jessica Rabbit. So if you've never seen the movie, Jessica Rabbit is like this tall redhead, very voluptuous, Kim Kardashian type body, snatched waist, leg hanging out of like a nice tall slit in the dress. Very plump chest. I mean, it's definitely not something you would typically see in a kid's cartoon, but I was surprised. I'm like, I feel like Disney has come a long way from being like very, very family friendly to kind of pushing the boundaries.
Oh, that was like, that's like peak 80s right there.
Yeah. This, yeah, it's just for 2024. I just couldn't imagine them releasing a character like that without it getting just slammed.
They would get crushed.
Yes.
I mean, in the 80s, we had cartoons that were smoking in the cartoons and that was okay.
Yeah, but people are like, okay, well, if you're going to have Deadpool under like the Disney umbrella where there's like jokes about pegging, you know what I mean? Like maybe lighten up a little bit about a cartoon woman with some boobs.
Yeah.
But speaking of Ryan Reynolds, Martha Stewart decided to go on the record and say that she doesn't think that Ryan Reynolds is very funny. In a new on the Rent Free game show, she said that there are some celebrities that are really fun to hang out with, but Ryan's not one of them.
We asked Built members what celebrities would be the most fun to hang out with.
I'm sure Snoop Dogg's on the list. Oh, number three. Let's see. He's probably on the list just because he covers himself up in his movies and you don't see his face. Is Ryan Reynolds, is he one of those? And you want to know something? He's not so funny in real life.
Really?
No, he's not so funny. He's very serious. Brad Pitt? George Clooney? See, I'd like to hang out with those guys.
She's not a fan of Ryan Reynolds, which I think is shocking to most people, because if you go to Ryan's any of his social media, he's kind of a jokester. He's a funny guy.
I want to say that I caught myself the other day saying to the woman that I am dating, I said something that no man in America has said to their girlfriend. And that was, hey, do you want to watch the Martha Stewart documentary?
It looks good.
I know. That's why I said it. And as the words were coming out of my mouth, I was like, I can't believe I just said that.
Gotta take your man card back. All right, for more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
The Burt Show.